What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, August 19th, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's a very busy news day. A lot of stuff is going on. We're going to try and get through as much as we can. And a reminder that after a long hiatus, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number two. Been getting a lot of email from people who miss her. And, you know, I miss her too. And so she will be here at the top of the second hour. So anyway, Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and we are going to get let's get right on into the news here. And we're still seeing the fallout from the FBI's Mar-a-Lago raid. I think we can safely say that the deep state, the Democrats, Biden, whatever, have definitely hoisted with their own petard on this one. The backlash is definitely in trouble. And over at CNN, their host of New Day, John Berman, was interviewing John Bolton, who really hates Donald Trump. But even John Bolton is saying Garland is in way over his head and that Trump is going to clean his clock big time. And I certainly hope so. I hope Donald Trump is angry. He should be. For that matter, so should you. And, we're going to see what's going to happen on that one here. Now, Chuck Grassley has been talking about how there are a lot of whistleblowers coming from the FBI itself, who are not at all happy with the Mar-a-Lago raid. They're not at all happy with a lot of the stuff the FBI has been doing lately, like Ray Epps, I guess. And one of the whistleblowers, came and said, basically, the FBI is dealing with a deeply rooted political infection, and that the FBI is making decisions based on politics rather than the actual evidence in a case. And the whistleblower said that the political bias within the FBI is pervasive, meaning it's pretty much everywhere and everybody's caught up with it. And Chuck Grassley has now sent a letter to the FBI saying, what is your response to this? And probably because Grassley is a Republican, the FBI will come back and say, oh, nothing. No, there's no political bias, you conspiracy theory wacko type persons here. Now, everybody's saying, why did this happen? The official story is, classified documents, nuclear codes, and all the rest of it, none of which really makes sense. The nuclear codes get changed. And why did it take 18 months? Okay, and it may well be, there's a theory that's being put forward by an article in the Political Insider, is that what the FBI wanted to do was find and confiscate and destroy documents held by Trump that would exonerate him over that whole Russiagate situation. Now, we know Russiagate was a complete hoax, Christopher Steele and his dossier and the rest of it, and Trump, understandably, would be on the alert for a similar stunt coming in 2024. And so he would, obviously be prepared to say, well, look, that last Russiagate was a complete hoax. They're just doing it again. And the FBI may have been trying to get rid of any exonerating evidence so that they could go back to saying, well, it was never really settled whether Trump was, collaborating with Russia the way that Hillary Clinton was. Oh, wait a minute, forget that last part. That's not true here. And this was actually reported by Newsweek, which cited two, the usual anonymous high-level intelligence officials as sources. So again, another indication that the corporate media is starting to basically pull away from their blind support of the deep state and Joe Biden and the Clintons and the Bushes and so forth and so on. Now, one of these things that happened when the FBI showed up at Mar-a-Lago, they ordered the staff to turn off the security video system. There's cameras all over the place. They record, they save what they're taking pictures of, and the FBI said, turn it off. You've got to turn it off. And the staff, to their credit, did not. You know, they may have faked it or just said, yeah, we or it's not working or whatever. But, you know, Eric Trump basically blew the whistle that they had these videotapes. And just before we went to air, there was a story over at analyzingamerica.org where the Trump campaign, Donald Trump, are going to release that security footage right now. It may even be already out on the web to show the FBI going through Melania Trump's underwear drawer and saying, gee, how do you think this would look on me? So we'll see how that's going to happen. And oddly enough, there is a prior litigation involving Bill Clinton that might actually help Donald Trump, okay? There was a case involving recorded audio tapes Bill Clinton had made during an interview, and he stored them in his sock drawer, not exactly high security. And, you know, people wanted to see what was on those audio tapes here. And the courts ruled that, well, basically they were personal property, and they were Clinton's property, and Americans had no right to hear what was on them. Well, sauce for the goose, sauce for the gander. You know, Donald Trump kept some personal items from the White House, and Americans have no right to see or read or hear them as well. So we'll see what's going to happen. Now, recently we have been talking about how Nancy Pelosi has made a huge fortune on the salary of a member of the House of Representatives, mostly through her husband, who's been making these amazingly coincidental stock trades based on pending legislation coming through the United States Congress. It's called insider trading. A few years ago, there was actually an effort to pass a law specifically saying that members of Congress, you know, would be punished severely for engaging in insider trading because they have access to information the public does not, and they can do all kinds of stock trades. And we've seen, you know, all of these members of Congress who become multi-millionaires on a supposed civil service salary, and it's making politicians look really bad, and the Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi scandal is really working against the Democrats. It's showing up in polling regarding both the midterms and the 2024 campaign. So, okay, Democrats are planning or claiming to introduce legislation that would block the spouses of members of Congress and the members of Congress from trading in the stock market. Now, if they still want to invest their money, you know, they can go into like a mutual fund where they don't know where the money is going. It's simply they've got an account at the mutual fund. The mutual fund is buying and selling stocks, and, you know, that way they're isolated from that, and they can still, you know, handle their money here. And it sounds really good. But I'm going to make a prediction here that this bill will get voted down and probably sent back to its sponsors in a plastic bag here. Okay, now, a few years ago, there was this horrible, horrible scandal, and it related to the for-profit prison system in this country, where prisoners were sent to jail, and they were given jobs to make things for corporations. They were paid way, way, way below minimum wage, and so the companies that were running these prison factories were making huge amounts of money. You know, just like those you know, work camps that the Nazis run. You know, take these people, throw them in there, have them make boots for the Nazi army and so forth and so on. And there was a huge scandal where judges were caught accepting bribes to convict young people and just send them to the prisons, you know, to be put to work. You know, they would actually even say, you know, the prisons would say, we need somebody who knows how to do accounting. Oh, this defendant is an accountant. He's guilty. Send him off there. And two of the judges in Pennsylvania, Christopher Connor was the judge in this case, and basically ordered these two other judges who were convicted of this scam to basically pay $200 million to the kids who were sent to prison unjustly because their labor skills were needed for this for-profit situation. And the judges who did this were Mark Ciavarelli and Michael Conahan, and they basically shut down a county-run juvenile detention center and accepted $2.8 million in illegal payments in order to shift the kids from the juvenile detention center over to the for-profit prisons. And so that's really ugly, and I'm glad they're catching up with him. I understand a third judge in the case actually got sent to jail over this. I mean, this is unspeakable behavior by the so-called justice system. Okay, getting into election fraud down in Florida, I got to admit, I'm liking Ron DeSantis. He has set up this Florida Office of Election Crimes and Security, and they've already charged 20 people with voter fraud in the 2020 election. And these 20 people had voted illegally. They were felony convicts convicted of a murder or a sexual offense felony. Under Florida law, convicted felons are not allowed to vote. Okay. And in another development, Ron DeSantis has revealed that his Department of Election Crimes has confirmed that illegal immigrants have been voting in Florida elections. So if you had any doubts why the Democrats love those open borders along the South, there it is, right? We've been saying all along, they're basically bringing in instant Democratic voters, and they're luring them in and getting them to vote Democratic by saying, we're going to take stuff away from the legal American citizens, and we're going to give it to you. Such a deal. Just keep us in power, keep voting for us, and, you know, you're going to have all the bread and circuses that you can eat. Okay. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, they have announced they're going to tighten their moderation policies to safeguard the 2022 midterms, which means they're going to be safeguarding the 2022 midterm fraud, because they did it last time in 2020. Did anybody saying, you know, there's something funny going on? Oh, ban them. Kick them out of there. Yeah, absolutely. We're gone on that. Okay, let's get into COVID and other medical issues. So here we are. We are at the tail end of the COVID pandemic with the masks and the vaccine shots and social distancing and everything. And it's time to look at the signs of victory in this case. There has been a 279% spike in miscarriages. There has been a 487% spike in breast cancer. There's a lot of money going into the cancer industrial complex. A 551% spike in Guillain-Barré syndrome. Okay. A 269% spike in myocardial infarction. A 468% spike in pulmonary embolisms. A 291% spike in Bell's palsy. A 437% spike in ovarian dysfunction. Remember the reproductive problems that were showing up in Europe, and a 680% spike in multiple sclerosis. No doubt this whole COVID-19 experimental mRNA gene therapies is an astounding success from the point of view of those who make their money off of sick Americans here. So anyway, over at Health and Human Services, believe it or not, the National Institutes of Health does have an inspector general who just issued a report saying that the National Institutes of Health did not ensure that the results of all of its clinical trials were reported in accordance with federal guidelines. Basically, they're saying the NIH failed to report a lot of these clinical trial results, mostly the adverse events. And the watchdog interviewed a bunch of trials that took place in 2019 and 2020. And it found that only 32 of the trials had their results submitted on time. 12 trials failed to meet reporting deadlines. 25 trials never submitted results at all, because apparently something happened that they didn't want you to know about. All right, let's get on to monkeypox. This is becoming very contentious. And they're trying to wag it around and say, oh, we're going to go back to the mask and the shot. You got to vote by mail from home in November and so forth. And the LGBT community is up in arms because more and more evidence is indicating that, like HIV, this disease is primarily transmitted through homosexual sex among men. And even NBC News was coming on out there and saying that monkeypox is spread through men having gay sex with each other. Skin contact is not enough. And the reason is very simple. During the sex act, skin tissues get torn. There's bleeding. There's mixing of blood and so forth and so on. Stuff that doesn't happen just when you shake hands. So, if somebody has monkeypox, you can shake hands with them, according to NBC here. So there was an interesting story that came out of the Gateway Pundit saying that, okay, if we understand that gay sex is the primary means of spreading monkeypox, okay, then how do we explain these cases where the children and dogs, and in one case, a two-year-old baby, get the monkeypox? How is that supposedly happening? And, of course, the LGBT community is very upset about that question here. And their complaints have been tamped down because, according to Blabber Buzz, okay, the gay couple in France whose dog tested positive for monkeypox admitted that the dog co-sleeps with them. I don't know what they mean by co-sleep. I mean, when Claire and I had Beast slept with us on the foot of the bed. That was it. We didn't have to say co-sleeping here. But it's easy to say that maybe something was going on with that dog that was a little beyond merely sleeping, and is sort of redefining the phrase, a dog is man's best friend. So, something to think about there. Claire is groaning over in the other room here. All righty, let's get on to the international news now. Another report has come on out regarding how American lives were endangered in Afghanistan. It's hard to look at the defeat in Afghanistan, the withdrawal, the rout in Afghanistan, and try and find anything positive about it. You know, a lot of service people got killed in that bombing. We left $80 billion worth of weapons you paid for the Taliban. And who knows where they're sending them there. And, hundreds of Americans were abandoned in Afghanistan. And, it was weird. The Biden administration had all these flights set up so that Afghan refugees could be brought to the United States of America, but they didn't do anything about American citizens who were trapped inside Afghanistan. And Representative Michael McCaul has come out with a report saying, we need to find out what happened to those Americans. Are they still alive? Are they in prisons? Has the Taliban beheaded them? We can't just pretend they don't exist. It's almost a repeat of the POW issue from the war in Vietnam. Okay. Over in Ukraine, Ukrainian troops have used heavy artillery against Gorlovka and Nova Lugansko. And they are firing 152-millimeter shells. Those are big ones, along with NATO 155-millimeter shells, and, causing quite a bit of damage. Meanwhile, the U.S. and the West are continuing to pour weapons all over Ukraine. And right now, this is turning into the single largest arms transfer in U.S. history. And you should feel proud about that, because after all, you paid for all this stuff. Okay, no money for the border wall, no inadequate money for the infrastructure and everything, but by golly, you're buying all these bombs and bullets and things that go bang in the night. So that's what makes America great here. Now, we've been hearing about explosions down in Crimea, and Russia is saying Ukraine is doing it. Doesn't have to be Shakespeare to know that. Apparently, the U.S. has given Ukraine approval to attack Crimea. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and talking about what's going on over in Russia and Ukraine. The situation continues to escalate. Both sides are provoking each other. Both sides are lying about what the other is doing here. But the situation is intensifying. And there is this article called Playing with Fire in Ukraine. And it's saying that the West seems to have kind of a blind spot about what's going on in Ukraine. They're saying it will settle into a prolonged stalemate, like Afghanistan did, which means, you know, lots of business, lots of money taken from you and given to the defense contractors, and that if they do a war of attrition, eventually a weakened Russia will accept a peace deal that favors the United States, its NATO allies, Ukraine, and various international corporate interests. But more and more experts are saying that Vladimir Putin knows that a war of attrition would likely favor Russia. I mean, we, you know, the United States had a war of attrition in Vietnam. Didn't work out all that well, as I recall. And that in point of fact, by continuing to push, if it reaches a point where somebody says, this is a war of attrition and I'm losing, they are going to escalate and just say, let's just get it all over now and stop this long, drawn-out thing. And another article along the same line, this is from the Truth Seeker, is saying that the West may soon discover, the hard way, that Russian patience with the war in Ukraine is not endless. That at some point, Russia may simply say, this has gone on long enough, let's just go in and settle things once and for all. And of course, that gets us closer to those little mushroom clouds popping up all over the place here. And in fact, the Russian Foreign Ministry is out there talking about a potential Russia-NATO military confrontation. And again, the problem with that is the first side that realizes they're losing conventionally is going to resort to their nuclear arsenal. There's going to be no way to stop it. Okay. Now, over at Zaporozhye, I got the pronunciation from a caller yesterday. Apparently, there have been several explosions at the nuclear power plant and or very near to the plant, and they are very, very concerned. Russia is saying that Ukraine is shelling the plant because Russian troops are stationed around it. Ukraine is saying that Russia is shelling the plant so it can play victim and doesn't mind blowing up their own people to do it. Kind of a little out there, if you ask me here. But Russia has reached a point now where they're saying that if the Ukrainian shelling continues, they will be forced to shut down the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant rather than risk a repeat of the Chernobyl meltdown disaster. And that does seem like the reasonable and prudent thing to do. But, of course, that is going to further exacerbate the energy crisis in that part of Europe. Okay. Meanwhile, pardon me, Russia has deployed three MiG-31 fighters in Kaliningrad. And the 31 is a very, very capable aircraft. And these aircraft are armed with the Kinzhal hypersonic missiles. So this is a very credible attack situation that's going on. And I have no idea. Somebody rang the doorbell. It's everybody's putting the weapons up there and the dangerous ones. And the hypersonic ones represent an edge that both Russia and China have over the United States of America. Okay. meanwhile, Joe Biden is going to give Ukraine another $800 million in military aid. It just pours out of your wallet and into Zelensky's wallet. So, now, Zelensky has done something that I don't agree with at all, and I'm not even sure what his rationalization is. I have an idea what he's thinking here. But Zelensky has just declared it to be a crime if any Ukrainian citizens receive or distribute Russian-provided humanitarian aid. Okay, if Russia comes on in with a truckload of bread and wheat and spam and whatever, any Ukrainians who are caught accepting that aid or helping to distribute it to the general population will go to jail for up to 15 years. And the only reason I can think of for Zelensky to do this is that he doesn't want Russia looking positive in any aspect whatsoever. And this is not going to work because everybody understands Russia is trying to take care of the non-combatants in Ukraine, and Zelensky is saying, no, you're not allowed to do that here. Now, down in Iran, they have approved details of a new nuclear deal. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about events down in Iran. Apparently, Iran has approved details of a potential new nuclear deal, and the United States is taking a good look at it. To see about restarting the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. And, that would be really good news. Unfortunately, down in Israel, who does not want the nuclear deal, they want the United States to spend your money and send your children to destroy Iran as a regional rival. So Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid met with U.S. officials yesterday and said that if the Biden administration doesn't walk away from the attempts at an Iran nuclear deal, it will make the United States and Biden look very weak. You know, that you're strong only if you walk away and get ready to go to war, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, 64 years ago was the fall of the elected government of Iran and the imposition of the Shah. which then in 79 backlashed and led to the revolution there. And, you know, initially the CIA denied having anything to do with that. We're the CIA. We're not in the business of overthrowing foreign governments. I mean, come on. Read those Tom Clancy books. We're good people, really honest here. And but now the CIA is out there saying, yeah, we did it. We were really good. Boy, those were the good old days. You know, we took down, you know, Iran's democratic government. We took down Chile's, democratic government. We took down Ukraine's democratically elected government. That's how we bring democracy to the world here. Okay. Now, getting into the economic news now, the Russian gas transit to the European Union via the Nord Stream pipeline is going to be halted again. Now, it's going to be halted from August 31st to September 2nd for maintenance, is the explanation being given. Now, not too long ago, in fact, I think it was about 2 weeks, Russia shut down the Nord Stream pipeline, again saying, we got to do some work on it. And, you know, part of the problem is that the pipeline does need maintenance, and they're still arguing over that pump turbine system that was refurbished in Canada and is being held up by the Germans. And I think Russia is sending Europe a message saying, if we don't get our turbine, you're going to have a really, really cold winter. And meanwhile, Venezuela has halted their oil shipments to Europe, okay, further increasing pressure on Europe to walk away from the United States war agenda and say, look, we got to take care of ourselves, because you're not going to do it. You know, Europe was kind of hoping that the United States had enough oil to send to them and help them break free of dependence on Russia. And we don't. We absolutely do not. The Biden has already taken our strategic petroleum reserve down to record lows, trying to send oil and gas to Europe, along with sending a bunch of it to this Chinese company that Hunter Biden is tied up with. And the U.S. petroleum reserves have hit the lowest level in decades, going into what the Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting will be a very hard winter, especially here in Indiana. The Farmer's Almanac had a map, and I said, oh, I wonder how Indiana's going to do. Oh, bad news here. Going to have to get my own little John Deere miniature snowplow to take care of our driveway here. And Biden, trying to woo students for the midterm elections, has canceled $3.9 billion in student loans. I have kind of a mixed feeling on this, because these students were victims of a scam. You know, they were approached by these loan companies. You know, scholarships dried up, so how are you going to pay for college? Well, you got to take out student loans here, but don't worry about the student loans and the high interest rates, because once you have that college degree, you're going to be making so much money, you're going to pay those student loans back in no time at all, maybe 30, 40 years, you'll be free and clear here. The other part I have going the other direction is those students did, of their own free will, sign those loan documents. And they are responsible for them, even though they were, you know, the future economic realities of a college degree were severely misrepresented. I mean, what do you do with a degree in advanced basket weaving? I would rather see some of our national debt, the debt by the American people that they didn't agree to, get wiped out, get written off. But then, of course, that debt is how you're controlled. That's the control mechanism. That's what enslaves you, is that belief that debt represents something real that must be taken care of. When the government borrows money like crazy and then they turn to the American people and say, well, we are obligated to pay that debt off, and so we're going to have to raise taxes, like the Democrats just did with the Inflation Reduction Act. And by the way, the word is already coming on out. If the Democrats maintain control of Congress by stealing the midterm elections, there are further tax increases already in the works. Just something to think about as you go to the voting booth this November. Meanwhile, and we've mentioned this was going to happen before, Turkey and Kiev have signed a memorandum that Turkey will have a large part of the restoration of Ukraine following the war. That's assuming that Ukraine wins. And that is going to be a huge loss for the American interest, because part of what makes war profitable is you go into a country and you smash everything. And then when the war is over, American companies go on in and say, we're going to help you rebuild police stations and roads and stuff. All you have to do is go over to the American banks and take out the loans to pay for all this new building that we're going to do. And then the country is now on the financial hook to U.S. interest for the next several decades. That's how that really works. And so if, in fact, Ukraine goes to Turkey for a lot of this reconstruction effort, that means that a lot of this money being poured into Ukraine will not generate a positive return. Good thinking, people. Good planning, Joe Biden. I mean, you're really impressing us at this particular one. All right. Senator Ron Johnson is drawing a little bit of flack because he basically worked to get some windfall tax cuts for his wealthy donors. And now he's talking about eliminating Social Security and Medicare as entitlement programs. Well, there are a couple of problems with that. You know, first of all, a lot of people are dependent on Social Security and Medicare. Second of all, with regard to Social Security, that is not the government's money. Because if you look at that stub on your paycheck, you will see that you are being, you know, money is taken from your paycheck to put into the Social Security fund. That's your money. Okay, and Johnson wants to say Social Security is over. We'll just grab all that money and spend it on another war or something. As far as Medicare is concerned, you know, it's a good program, but you do pay for it. You know, there are premiums, just like other insurance companies. This one's, you know, got some advantages over it. But, I mean, this idea of, you know, we're going to let the rich get richer and then put the screws to the elderly and the infirm, that's really not good optics. And, you know, it's a shame because Ron Johnson, you know, had been looking really good on some other issues, and this one is really going to hammer him, I think. Okay, British consumer sentiment has hit a record low. Inflation is soaring over there. Gas prices are through the roof, even worse than they are here in the United States. Up in Portland, Oregon, I think we mentioned this already, but the homeless camps in Portland, Oregon have gotten so bad that people are selling their homes and leaving. Just getting on out of there. And I've seen some photos of these homeless camps, and they are, of course, you know, a lot of tents, a lot of trash, a lot of drug needles. It's really a terrible, terrible situation. And my attitude about that is that while we have people living on the streets, sleeping in alleys, and eating out of trash dumpsters, the government has no business sending a single penny of our tax dollars as gifts to other governments and other countries. Okay? We say all these commercials on TV, we've got to feed the starving people of Africa. No, we don't. Okay? Africa has to deal with itself. We have starving children in the United States of America. Why are we not feeding them? Okay. Got to fatten them up. Get them ready for the child molesters. Okay. Now, there was a big stink a little while ago where some 10 individuals on the terror watch list were detected trying to cross our southern border. But it raises the question, how many got through without being detected? And I saw a chart showing on how the number of suspected terrorists coming through the border has been climbing. A few years ago, it was one, maybe two. Now I think it's like up to 15 so far this year. And again, we know that the people being intercepted at the border only represent a small portion of the total number pouring across that border. So how many terrorists are being let in? And of course, it's contributing to the drug problem in this country. And if you are a fentanyl user, and you shouldn't be, because it's so deadly. Okay, I'm not moral. I'm nobody's idea of a saint here. But apparently, there's a new batch of fentanyl pills that are coming into this country. They're rainbow colored, and they look like candy or that sidewalk chalk, you know, that kids draw with that. And it's pouring over our southern border and pouring into our cities, and it is killing people. And what is Joe Biden doing? He's handing out free crack pipes. The city of New York is putting up their illegal immigrants that have been bussed up there from Texas and Florida. They're putting them in some very nice hotel rooms. New York City has contracted 11 hotels to provide housing for the illegal immigrants. And, you know, people are starting to say, you know, why are the homeless New York citizens being ignored? If you're going to spend tax money to put people in the hotels to keep them off the streets, let's start with the American people and not the illegal immigrants. Okay. Meanwhile, there's been a situation over in Morocco. 11 Moroccan children were rescued by Spanish authorities. They were trying to basically cross to Europe in this very flimsy boat all by themselves, no adults whatsoever. I mean, it's a tragic situation. All right, let's get into guns and gun rights. There's a lot going on there. David Nagel has recorded video of an ATF inspector taking pictures of his company's documents. And the ATF inspector said, no, we're not building a registry. I just, you know, whatever. And Nagel, who's the owner of Black Metal Firearms, caught this guy trying to get the records. And apparently during the video, this ATF inspector was threatening gun buyers and calling them nuts. You are a nut if you want a gun, apparently, in the ideas of, you know, the ATF. And apparently this inspector hurled insults toward all gun owners. And unfortunately, David Nagel is now having to restore the licensing of his gun dealership because this lady from the ATF was triggered by his opposition and said, "You're all nuts. We're going to take away your permits." Now, not too long ago, it came on out that United Parcel Service, UPS, was interfering with packages coming from companies that provided components to build ghost guns. And the packages were simply disappearing. And we're not talking a few. We're talking a lot. Something like over one-third of these packages were not reaching their destinations. And, of course, the companies that are selling these components, they're getting complaints from their customers. I never received XYZ. And now it's come on out. You know, UPS has now announced this is an official policy. They will stop packages for companies that sell parts used to make guns, and according to this article out of Vice, FedEx is now being pressured to block packages carrying components for guns. Now, for some reason, the word infringe keeps going through my mind reading all of this. Shall not be infringed. What part of shall not be infringed are these people not getting? Okay. Meanwhile, speaking of guns and stupid people with guns, Alec Baldwin was telling Chris Cuomo that all of this fuss over shooting, you know, this cinematographer and wounding the director on the set of Rust is because the media is out to get him. And he is still insisting that he did not pull the trigger and that the gun was faulty, which the FBI has already examined the gun and said, no, the gun is in perfect working order. And in order to fire, somebody pulled the hammer back, because it's a single-action revolver, and somebody pulled that trigger. Okay? And Alec Baldwin is out there saying that he should not be charged. Okay, that whoever it was who put a live round in that gun is ultimately responsible. And as much as I detest Alec Baldwin and his politics here, he's correct on this one. Okay, Alec Baldwin was apparently told it was a cold gun, which means empty, prop gun, so forth and so on. There should never be live rounds on a set. Okay, the blanks, there was a system called the ungun that used electrically fired pyrotechnic charges. Yeah, that was the big problem. There should not have been live rounds on there. And so I'm not looking forward to Alec being actually charged and prosecuted, because whoever it was who brought that live ammo and loaded that gun, that, in my mind, is the absolute villain. Now, Alec Baldwin is not off the hook, because had he been through a gun safety course, he would have known that when you are handed a gun or you pick up a gun, the first thing you do is clear it. You know, you pull the clip and you open the breech to make sure for yourself the gun is empty. You'd never take anybody's word regarding the status of a gun. Or if it's a revolver, in this case, you spin the cylinder and see if there are bullets in there, you pull them out, make sure they're blanks. Okay, and even then, that's not a guarantee, if you remember what happened on The Crow. Okay, so safety, 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 safety. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One step closer to free college. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The Department of Education announced another $3.9 billion in student loan cancellation yesterday. That brings Biden's student loan cancellation total to $32 billion in less than 2 years. Let's be honest, though. It's not loan forgiveness or debt cancellation. It is handouts of tax money to a privileged few. I never took a single college credit. I own my house and 3 cars, and I've never been unemployed. I have paid taxes to the federal government for 35 years. It is my money that was loaned out. Now it is my money Biden says doesn't have to be paid back. I didn't sign the loan paperwork. I didn't get the benefits of education. I shouldn't have to pay for it. This is the worst face slap to the working class that I've ever seen. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to get into some science stuff. A couple of days ago, there was a major coronal mass ejection on the sun, and there were auroral displays coming down on into lower latitudes, which is a very rare occurrence. And they saw auroras in Illinois and Ohio, and apparently northern Indiana. They didn't quite get down to this part of the state. I was out back with a night vision scope trying to see something, and it was a waste of time for me here. But, you know, the sun is getting really active, and that variation in solar output does have an effect on weather here on Earth, certainly during these massive particle influxes. You know, it actually stimulates cloud formation, it stimulates lightning, and so there's a lot going on. And it's kind of funny because all the climate gate people, you know, the Al Gore fans and the rest are always, oh, the sun's got nothing to do with it. You know, climate would be absolutely rock steady if it weren't for those icky poo human beings here. And, you know, they're out there screaming, it's a crisis. You remember when Al Gore said that the Arctic would be ice-free about 7 years ago, and it's still loaded with ice, and, oh, we're coming out, you know, Greta Thunberg is out there. We've only got 12 years to save the human race here. All right, well, article coming out of Zero Hedge, there is a large body of climate scientists, real climate scientists, unlike Bill Gates and Greta Thunberg and Al Gore, saying there is no climate crisis. And if you look in the fossil record, the geological record, there have been times in our history where the climate has been far worse than even the worst predictions of the Al Gore-type people. Anyway, a little bit of good news here. The White House climate science overseer, okay, Jane Lubchenco, has been sanctioned by the National Academy of Sciences for violating its ethics policies. Sounds like maybe some of the stuff that was being put out by the White House may not have been scientifically accurate or valid. Getting into transgenderism, and this is just getting sillier and sillier, Joe Biden's new Title IX rules will deputize teachers to overrule the parents on gender identity. So if you're a parent and you say, you know, this, my child is a boy because he's got a penis, the teacher can say, oh, no, 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 this is definitely a girl inside, and you're going to have to go along with it. I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous. Meanwhile, over at the Episcopal Church, they are backing gender affirmation for kids, you know, of any age. And again, the puberty blockers and the surgeries, to me, that is child abuse. Now, there is a transgender organization, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health. They have now lowered their age recommendation to allow sex change surgeries and hormone treatments. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the lines 512-248-8252. When we come on back, the Lady Claire will be joining us.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.